You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Marriage After God podcast. I'm Aaron Smith, your host. And today's episode is very fun. It's actually one of Jennifer and I's favorite episodes we've done. Most fun episodes, I would say. And it's we share 9 fun and creative date night ideas. Speaking of date nights, another thing you can do is you can download our free Date Night Conversation Starter ebook. It's completely free. Just go to datenightconversations.com and you'll be able to download our 52 Date Night Conversation Starters ebook completely free. And that is going to take your date nights to a whole new level of depth, where you guys can grow together, answering these questions and getting into these conversations about what it means to have a marriage after God. Download that today. Something new we're going to be trying to do on our episodes is talking about other podcasts, other resources that we love, that we want to support so that you can get connected, so that you can find out about these resources as well. This week, we want to talk about CourageousParenting.com. These are some really good friends of ours, Isaac and Angie Tolpin. We actually go to church with them. They're part of our home church. And they have a parenting mentor program that you can take. And it's at CourageousParenting.com. And all you got to do is hit the enroll now button in the top right. And they have live conversations they do. It's a 6-week program. They do 6 videos, 6 parenting packets, 3 live webcasts. There's a private community. And their whole point and their whole heart of behind this is to walk parents through biblical Christian parenting. So we wanted to encourage you to check that out. It's CourageousParenting.com. Click the enroll now button. We get emails all the time of people asking us for mentorship or for advice in parenting, in faith, in marriage. And Jennifer and I, we don't do that. That's not something that we have committed to doing. We don't have the time to do it, but we have friends and we know people that do those sorts of things. And so we want to promote those things. This is one of those. CourageousParenting.com. You got to check it out. If you ever need help in your parenting and you want to grow in your parenting as a in your faith and in your biblical parenting role in your home, you got to check this out. So today, the episode that we're going to be airing is 9 fun and creative date night ideas. They're a lot of fun. And a couple of them are ministry focused, which is pretty awesome. So enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage After God podcast, where we believe that marriage was meant for more than just happily ever after.
I'm Jennifer, also known as Unveiled Wife.
And I'm Aaron, also known as Husband Revolution.
We have been married for over a decade.
And so far, we have 4 young children.
We have been doing marriage ministry online for over 7 years through blogging and social media.
With the desire to inspire couples to keep God at the center of their marriage, encouraging them to walk in faith every day.
We believe that Christian marriage should be an extraordinary one, full of life,
love,
and power.
That can only be found by chasing after God.
Together.
Thank you for joining us in this journey as we chase boldly after God's will for our life together.
This is Marriage After God.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're going to be talking about our fun date ideas, but we'd love to invite you to share your fun date ideas in the comments below so that we can glean from you.
So, Aaron, before we jump into the actual 9 date ideas, why don't you share a little bit about why dating your spouse is important?
Well, date night's important for a lot of reasons. Just like our relationship with the Lord, where we need to get together with Him, we need to open the Word, we need to be spending time with Him, we need to be chasing after Him and getting into His Word and dedicating time to do that. Our marriages need the same thing. All of our relationships in life need it, but our closest relationship is each other. So date night becomes one of the elements that we use to maintain and cultivate our closeness, our oneness, our being on the same page. We've talked about it in past episodes, using date nights for
goal setting. Mm-hmm. But it can be used for a lot more than that. Just building our friendship, mm-hmm. building our intimacy, having time to communicate and on one-on-one without the kids, without other people around. It also becomes a time where we can actually spend time with other couples. Mm-hmm. So we're getting like adult time, I should say.
Uninterrupted time.
Uninterrupted time. You know, just where we're focusing on our interpersonal relationship with each mm-hmm. other. Mm-hmm. And so date night, like I said earlier, is just, it's another element that we can use as a discipline in our marriage to grow in intimacy, to grow closer together. And so it's vital. We used to not do it.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning when it was just you and I, it was really easy to just say that, you know, we're on a date randomly, but really we're going to Home Depot to get something for the house. So it's like, is that really a date idea, or were we just together doing stuff?
Winging it.
Yeah, winging it. So you're right. After we had kids, we realized the importance of making date night a priority, mm-hmm. and taking that time aside to say, hey, I'm all yours right now. And I think that's kind of the message we want to share with everyone listening, right? Is just that it's so important to make this time a priority. Whether you have kids or not, your relationship is so important, mm-hmm. and you need that time set aside because there's so many other things in life that call for your attention. Things call for your attention. Things call for mm-hmm. my attention. And
work, friends, church, children,
so much.
Everything.
And it's vital that we don't just call on each other when we need help or when there's a problem to confront. We have to make that time a priority where we're just saying, hey, let's just go hang out. Let's just go get coffee. Let's just go to dinner or talk about goal setting, like you said.
I like that. It's like preemptive instead of like, oh, I'm having a super emotional day and now I need you to take care of that emotional need. It's we know we have things to look forward to and look back on, that preemptive strengthening of our intimate relationship. Because mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people email us. We've talked to a lot of couples that kind of just go. Mm-hmm. And you're going, you know, you're taking care of the kids, doing your thing. I'm doing work, whatever, doing my thing. Dishes, laundry, car washes, friends. And we're just going.
And even if there's a cohesiveness and an understanding of that going where you guys work really well together, which is an awesome aspect of marriage, it still can get in the way of romance and intimacy and being just there for one another, even when it's working right.
Well, what we've seen is when people don't put a focus on it, when we didn't put a focus mm-hmm. on this, even though it can go good for a while, mm-hmm. Because there's no intentionality, there's no set aside time, it eventually wears you down.
Yeah.
And then you get these emotional outbursts or you have these like arguments or fights because, you know, you naturally need romance and time alone, that quality time. And I need affirmation and, you know, physical time. And and there's so that doesn't happen for a while or we're not paying attention. Then all of a sudden we're like, why do I feel distant from you? Why don't we feel on the same page?
Right.
And I think that's a natural occurrence when we're not naturally. It's the same thing with our relationship with the Lord. You know, we love God and we want to, and we go to church and we listen to worship music and we have all these things, but We don't intentionally get into the Word of God. We don't intentionally go into prayer. We don't, and then all of a sudden we feel distant.
Right.
And it's just, we've been kind of going in the everyday with our relationship with the Lord, and we lose that that intimacy.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not intentionally pursuing God, or you're not intentionally pursuing your spouse and making that time a priority, what does that say about the type of relationship you have?
Yeah, and our encouragement for this episode is to encourage you to dedicate time each week. Mm-hmm. Now, we also know that some couples can't do this. Mm-hmm. They're long distance and that, you know, some are in the military, some travel a lot.
Sometimes the babysitter cancels or they don't have family in town to help.
So there's an understanding there. We get that. And so maybe we'll do an episode in the future giving ideas on what you could do there. But this is just for the average couple that is going the day to day and there's the monotony of life, but that it can be broken up. And that we should break it up. We used to date night was a whimsical thing. Is like once a month, we were like, oh, let's
whenever
do it.
Happens.
Yeah, or whenever
when
it happens,
we thought
it
about
happens.
It.
But we had friends that started, they're like, oh no, Tuesday nights are date night. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, that's cool. And like, they did it for a while and we didn't think in any of it because we're like, yeah, we date sometimes and we get out and watch a movie every once in a while or go to dinner or whatever. But we started getting jealous of their date nights. We're like, man, every Tuesday is their date night. And they're like, no, it's date night. Cause we'd call them up to do something.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it's date night. And we're like, oh, so it really encouraged us. And we're like, you know what? We don't have a date night. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have a date night?
Yeah.
There's too much time that goes between dates. So we made a date night. We actually made Tuesday nights our date night. And it's been amazing.
It has been amazing.
Even though we haven't been able to 100% of the time do it. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we don't have a babysitter or something
that
comes up.
That consistency is still worth it because we're both looking forward to it for different reasons too.
Yeah, the fact that it's on the calendar, that we know Tuesday nights are set aside for the most part for date night. Our kids know, so they know, oh, tonight's mommy and daddy's date night. They know that
they'll ask us where we're going, and they get excited about it.
And then they ask us how our night was, what we talked about. So it's really good for them to see us setting aside time for each other and not just pretending like it, you know, we'll figure it out someday, but we actually set it aside. So having it on the calendar, this would be a first tip to you guys is put it on the calendar. Yeah. Like, hey, every Monday night or every Friday night or every Thursday night, whatever night works, maybe it's every Saturday night. It's set aside. Whether it happens or not, the fact that it's on the calendar makes it happen more often than it would.
It's true.
If you randomly decided to do a date night here and there.
Yeah. Also, some benefits of date night is you have that eye contact where either you're sitting across from each other or next to each other, and you know that you have their heart and they have yours. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really good. Affirmation, physical affection, holding hands, hugging, sitting close to each other.
Laughing, having fun together,
which some of these date nights ideas that we're going to give you today is
they're fun.
And conversation, you know, whether it's goal setting or talking about a problem or affirming one another, conversation plays a big role in the benefit of having a date night.
And sometimes the silence, us just sitting there and eating our food and just enjoying each other's company and knowing that it's just us, that we don't need to talk if we don't want to, if we don't have to, that, you know, sometimes there's big things that we're talking about. Sometimes it's just like, let's just dream, or let's just talk about funny things that have happened lately, or sometimes we just talk about our kids, things that we're learning and things that we're seeing in them, and then things that we're praying for them and what we believe they're going to be one day. And, but those times of communication are just so valuable. Yeah. And having those date nights, it cultivates an environment to allow for those. Mm-hmm. The communication, the eye contact, the affirmations, the just being reminded of our dedication and devotion and love for each other. Yeah. And so that's our encouragement to you guys is that put date night on the calendar, make it something regular as you can make it. Don't just hope that it's going to come because it probably won't. Plan it. Yeah. And then, you know, I think we can go into some of these ideas. I think some of these are fun. Some of them are really simple and cheap. Some of them might cost a little bit of money, but our goal is just to come up with some creative ideas that you could put on a list somewhere on your chalkboard in your kitchen or wherever you have, maybe it's your mirror in your bathroom. And you say, oh, we have 9 ideas. This is the next 9 weeks worth of date nights we can try out. So
I've also heard some people put ideas in a jar, which could be really fun. So you could write all these down, stick them in a jar, and then randomly go through them. That could be.
So what's the first date idea?
So the first one is coffee and cards. And if you or your spouse don't like coffee, get a chai, a tea, a smoothie, something else that maybe that store offers.
Yeah, it's an easy one. It could be a cheap and free one. But everyone has a coffee shop near their house. It's either a Starbucks or you have a local coffee shop. We actually have in town, we have a local book and coffee shop, which is kind of cool. Yeah. It's a really nice atmosphere. Yeah. But find a local coffee shop that you guys both like.
Bring a deck of cards with you and just have some fun.
Yeah. And use our suggestion would be play a card game that is slow.
So you can actually talk over
it. So you can have a conversation because you like games like Speed.
Yeah.
What's the like nerds? You have to like be really fast and you can't even think about anything else. Yeah. But a fun one is like Rummy. It takes time, a slow game.
Yeah, war.
Goldfish, war.
The only time we'd say war it out in your marriage.
it was with the game of war. But yeah, play a simple card game and use the.
Do you desire to pray more for your spouse? Do you desire to pray more with your spouse? We understand that you may not know where to start, or maybe you feel uncomfortable praying, or maybe you don't know what to pray, or maybe you simply want to add something more to your current prayer life. This is why we wrote The Marriage Gift, 365 Prayers for Our Marriage. We desire that it would be used as a daily reminder and catalyst for you and your spouse to grow a dynamic and consistent prayer life together. This book is a compilation of 365 unique and powerful prayers that cover a range of diverse topics that every marriage deals with. You can read it alone, or ideally, you read it with your spouse. Also, we hope that the topics that are brought up in these prayers would become a starting point for deeper and more intimate conversations with your spouse and a desire to seek God on these matters together. Visit themarriagegift.com today and order your copy and give your marriage the greatest gift, powerful and meaningful prayer. Visit themarriagegift.com today.
Time that you're focusing on strategy and your card game to talk.
Yeah.
And sip on a cup of coffee, something warm, and you're in a quiet place because usually coffee shops are pretty quiet. And so that we just thought that'd be a fun one. We've done this actually a few times, and you know, going just to spend time having a cup of coffee and tea. You don't like coffee.
I like tea,
but I love coffee.
I'm a chai person.
We thought that'd be a just a fun, cheap date idea, and that's number one. So the second date night idea is a picnic in the park.
So this is a really fun one. I like this idea. You can either get takeout, like Chinese, or you can make stuff ahead of time.
PB&Js.
Yeah, totally. I mean, anything works with this one, right? So pick a nice park, or we have just like a riverfront that's really nice to just go sit by. Growing up, my family always took us to the park, and we'd stop by the store and get crackers, the little spray can of cheese, and sardines. I don't know if you guys know what sardines are, but it's just a can of fish. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it, that combination, but I definitely like the crackers and cheese. So you can even go like real like nostalgic childhood snacks and go that route.
Yeah, but bring some sparkling cider.
Grab a blanket and just go sit with each other in the park.
And use the opportunity to, so we would like to sit quietly in a park, listening to people playing, kids playing.
We actually like to people watch.
Yeah, and just we people watch.
Experience the world around us.
we're near a river, so we can watch the river, hear the water, hear the wind, bask in the sun, or have a conversation. Again, these date nights, a lot of them will help cultivate conversation.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else going on, no distractions. Or you could just have fun with it and people watch like we do.
Yep. Number three, we're going to title it Childlike Fun. Yeah. So Aaron's original idea was a trampoline park.
And well, this idea came out of like, there's oftentimes we take our kids to go do something.
Yeah.
And we can't actually partake in when it's happening because we have to like watch our young one and our middle one and like the other
making
one's
sure
running
no
around.
One's getting hurt.
And our son's like, come jump with us. And I'm like, ugh. So I was thinking like, this would be a fun day night idea is actually go to the place that you would probably take your kids.
Yeah.
Like a trampoline park.
Yeah. Or go old school and do like roller skates.
Yeah.
Roller
and skate just rink. Go have fun.
Yeah.
Doing something that you probably wouldn't be able to do with
pretend
all your kids
you're
around.
A kid.
Pretend you're a kid. I actually do want to go to the trampoline park
but
and
I'm
just
pregnant.
Go jump around.
And I'm not going to do that.
Well, you could sit on the side. I'll
I
jump
could
around.
Just watch.
And you can cheer me on. But that one sounded really fun was just to go pick something that you do with your kids that you can't partake in because they're there.
Another one was like batting cages or like Castle Park style places, a fair.
Yeah, miniature golf, things that that you probably would have done when you were younger or your kids love to do now.
Yeah.
Even going to a local park and going on the swings. I actually enjoy going on the swings. It's pretty relaxing. Yeah. So number four is a really fun one.
Aaron's idea.
It's called Playing House. And the idea is you just go drive around looking for open houses where you can go look at these new model homes. Oftentimes they'll have crackers or chips or even if they don't have snacks. Walking around these beautiful houses is really fun.
So it's a great one for like a Saturday morning type date.
Yeah.
Growing up, my family actually used to take us. There was a whole development happening where we used to live, and they would have like 2 to 3 model homes, and you can jump from one to the next, and like
and each one's
like,
different.
Each one's different. They have snacks, but the funnest part, especially being a kid, was to imagine what that space would feel like if it was yours. And so even our parents and us, we would all dream about like, oh, and we could put the pool table here and my bed over here, and you could do that in your marriage.
And I don't know about you, but it's a lot of fun going and looking at other types of houses.
Even if you can't afford it or if you're not in the market of looking for a house, it could just be a fun way to get out of that rut of wherever you're at, whatever you're in, and daydream together.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. That actually reminds me of a date that we used to do back in California where we would go. There was this big home, like, appliance store.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like...
I was just telling someone about this.
It's kind of like IKEA where... you know, IKEA will set up those rooms.
Yeah.
And every like area has a room that's set up.
So they had like bathrooms and they had kitchens and they had outdoor space.
But each one was a different theme.
And it was fancy. It was
super fancy.
Like you walk in and you can get a free cappuccino fancy.
Yeah.
Or rose water.
Every room had like, you know, free coffee or free drinks in the front. They gave free coffees and we would walk around and it was a lot of fun. We would just go through each kitchen. And we'd be like, man, this is really nice stuff.
Yeah, we'd open the drawers and just pretend it was ours.
We can never afford anything in there. But it was a lot of fun. And we didn't do it very often, but we did it maybe once a month.
Yeah.
It was in this area that we really, really, really liked. And we would just go in, me and her, and we'd walk around and pretend. So it was a lot of fun.
There's also some areas where they do tour of homes, which I don't know exactly how you would try and find it. Maybe Google your area for it. But people open up their homes for like a Saturday and you can go follow these signs around to different people's homes and you get like an inside look at them. Most of them are for sale, but not all of them are. But it just gives you an idea of what your neighborhood is like. It's cool.
So go play house with your spouse and daydream. It's a lot of fun. So the next one here, number five, is for all the outdoorsy people. And if, even if you're not outdoors, I actually challenge you to do this one because it could get your perspective different. It could give you fresh air. It's called Hike a New Trail. And so this one is go find a place that you haven't been to. Maybe there's a river walk. Maybe there's a, you know, there's a trail that, you know, a lot of people run on, or maybe you have to go a little bit outside of town to go on, or it's a new neighborhood.
I was going to say, it doesn't have to just be, when you think of trail, you're probably thinking dirt. It doesn't have to be dirty. Mm-hmm. We were driving around neighborhoods while the kids napped in the car and there was this new development going on. So we turned down the road and all the roads were there, but there was no houses. It was just dirt plots, like they were getting ready to build. Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed, but there was a couple that had parked on the side of the road and they were walking their dog.
Yeah, they just parked and then they're walking through the rocks.
An older couple that just was enjoying that area and it was on asphalt, but you know, you could find things like that to do.
So go hike a new trail. Go for a long walk somewhere that you've never been before.
Hold hands.
Yeah.
Hug each other. Talk about important things.
Talk about the things you see. Yeah.
So the next one was also Aaron's idea. It's about volunteering. So volunteer to do something good.
When we were younger, there was a old folks home right down the street from our house, and us and our youth group, we were dating, and our youth group would go serve. Mm-hmm. We'd go plant flowers, or we'd go talk to the elderly people there that lived there.
Painted their
signs. So when I was thinking, like, what are some like do good dates that we can do? One of them was go volunteer somewhere. You might have a halfway house in your town. You might have
a pregnancy resource center. We could sort clothes, like baby clothes, for their boutique.
Lots of places. There's a place in town called Shepherd's House. It's not a homeless shelter, but people can go get food throughout the day
so
and get taken care of.
You can serve food to people.
And find something you can do. And that might take a little bit more planning because you have to call around maybe and say, hey, when could we come?
And sometimes volunteering requires like a background check or filling out paperwork. Yeah. So it might require a little bit more work, but it could be really beneficial for you and your spouse to go and do something good.
Yeah, it would also be
a
great example to our children.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, we're going to be going to serve today. We're going to be going helping out in this area.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some sort of community event going on that you could serve at. Mm-hmm. Setting up chairs and just go do that with your spouse so that you guys are actually doing some sort of, you know, giving back or some sort of ministry together as a date.
Yeah.
And you never know where that might lead, actually. It might turn into some sort of ministry outreach.
Full-time ministry.
Yeah, full-time. You don't know. But I thought that was a cool one that you guys might want to try.
Okay, so number seven is called the bake and take. And essentially it is you go to the store, get all the ingredients for a pie, cookies, whatever it is that you want to make.
Probably something that'd be easier to do bulk of.
Yeah. And so what you're going to do is you're going to come home and make something with your spouse and spend that intimate time in the kitchen. Yep. And you're going to make enough for you guys to share some and then some to take and give to someone else. So whether they're friends down the street, a neighbor, whoever you want to give a nice gift like this to. But it's also kind of falls in line with the do good thing. You're just giving
blessing someone
else.
Blessing
someone
together.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron actually had a good idea to add on to this is if you do, let's say you make 3 or 4 batches of cookies, you could drive around the neighborhood and talk and stuff while you're driving, but also give the cookies with like a note of gratitude, talking about how your friendship means a lot to you. And so that's another idea.
You could do to the whole love your neighbor aspect of things. You could go around and put like a little pack of cookies together and a note just telling your neighbors that you're praying for them, that you care about them, giving them a little encouragement, maybe a scripture. And then what you can do is be praying as you drop the cookies off. Take a moment and pray for that couple, that family, that neighbor of yours, and just hop around from a few neighbors and the time in prayer together could be a really special thing for you.
Yeah.
And you're loving your neighbors, being a good example to them, a shining light for the gospel.
Yeah.
So that was we're doing a few under the do good ideas, and that was a fun outreach style. We have two more dates. Number 8, Jennifer loves this one.
One of my all-time favorite is the progressive dinner. So you say you're going to go out somewhere and you hit the first spot for appetizers. Okay. You just pick one of your favorite spots.
Or just a drink. Maybe it's like a coffee
or just
place.
A drink. Yeah. Or a coffee. Yeah. Whatever you want. But that's your, you can set it up however many courses you really, however many places you want to get to. But so let's say you do appetizers at one place, then you move to another place for your main course and another place for dessert. So you're kind of doing this hop around, getting a different experiences type of thing.
And often what we'll do is we'll use that as an opportunity to go to places that we haven't been before, mm-hmm. or to order something at a place that we usually go to that we wouldn't usually order, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So you're essentially trying new things with the same restaurants that have always been there.
So a fun way to expand on this one, instead of just doing like an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert, maybe have a progressive dessert night where you eat dinner at home with the family and then you hop around to 3, 4, 5 places and you get small desserts to share.
5 desserts?
Well, if they're small
enough.
I think
this should be our next date night.
I just thought of this. But instead, so eat dinner at home with the family and then do a little bit later date night and go and try like get a single dessert to share.
I think that sounds cool.
And try that at a few places.
I love this idea. Yeah. We're going to have to do this one next.
That we should do. That would be super fun.
Awesome. Okay, moving on to the very last one. Number 9 is called the Ding Dong Ditch.
This is similar to the dropping off cookies at your neighbor's or friend's house. And what it is you go and you get $5 gift cards to Starbucks or $5 gift cards to Target, maybe 5 of them. So you spend $25. So instead of buying a dinner for yourselves, maybe you drive around and you go to other neighborhoods and you write a little letter and encouraging someone and you drop
random person that you just don't even know.
Random person. You say, hey, just wanted to bless you with a cup of coffee on our family. And, here's some scripture. We just want to let you know that Jesus loves you.
You guys are going to take turns here, or you could try and do it together. If you run that at the same pace, you're going to ding dong that door, leave the note and the card and ditch out of there.
I wouldn't do it too late so you don't make anyone angry. Maybe like 5 or 6. But you go around and you just drop off it's essentially just giving a bunch of cups of coffee to people or a little tiny snack to someone like through a gift card just to let them know that they're loved. And you never know what might happen.
You might get caught and then have to say hi to someone and then share a story or two.
This is going to be for the couples that want to do like some adventurous, like reminiscent of when they were teenagers or something like that. Ringing the doorbell and running off.
It's hard to explain it without laughing. So I'm sure it's hard to do it without laughing.
Which would be fun. So that's a fun, interesting one. I hope these encourage you guys today. We love coming up with just fun date night ideas. Because even when you do date nights regularly, then you start thinking like, what should we do this week? And so we want to be a little bit creative with them. We're not always creative, but having a list of them, having things that we can think about helps us definitely every single time we're going to have another date night.
And remember, we want to hear from you of your unique and fun date ideas. So don't forget to leave a comment.
Yeah. And we'll go through those and we'll write them down ourselves so we can have them for the next time we go on a date, which is going to be next week.
Awesome.
So thanks for joining us today and we'll see you next episode.
Did you enjoy today's show? If you did, it would mean the world to us if you could leave us a review on iTunes. Also, if you're interested, you can find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com. And let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy. Because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join with thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.